No, I'm talking about, this is Heath Ledger, Dark Knight, Heath Joker.
That's still pretty creepy, but yeah, that's still going to go Vader.
Yeah, does it matter? I mean, is there anybody you would put above Darth Vader?
No, probably not.
No, Darth Vader's the man. Now, Buffalo Bill or Hannibal Lecter for you?
I'm going to go Hannibal Lecter.
You have to decide who you want Darth Vader to beat in the finals, really, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it this way. Lecter's not going to do anything to Vader because, I mean, he's not going to eat him. He's already overcooked.
That's a good point.
He's more man than machine now.
Very true, sir.
All right, well, you can call back in the finals as well, but you've got your semifinal votes cast.
You better believe I will.
I believe you will. Believe me. All right, man.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Mark, you want to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Joker versus Hannibal Lecter.
All right. Seems to be the leading vote getters right now. Thomas. Thomas? Thomas?
Tomas?
Going once. How about you, Amy? The Joker from The Dark Knight or Darth Vader?
I've got to go with the Joker. Okay. Real men wear lipstick and purple.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Didn't he do that in the movie before? Brokeback Mountain?
Not anymore. Hannibal Lecter or Buffalo Bill?
I guess I'm going to have to go with the general vote and Hannibal.
Okay. All right. So, poker tournament. Talk to me about this.
Yes, it is this weekend, August 10th. It's our fourth annual Texas Hold'em poker tournament. It'll be at the Arkansas Arts Center. We start registering at 5 o'clock, and the play starts at 6. We're going to have barbecue and beer and wine, so you can bring your wife if she doesn't want to play.
Got beer and poker, I don't know what she's going to do, but okay.
She can come hang out with me.
She can look at the art.
Yeah, exactly. She can look at the art. She can hang out with me. She can hang out with some other girls that are there. So, it's cheaper for her to go.
Okay, what's the entry fee for players?
The entry fee for players is $75, but we have a spouse pass for $25, so they can come eat and drink and look at the art and root on as you play poker.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how late do you expect to play?
Yeah, I've heard that it goes pretty late. Yeah. We don't have an exact end time, so I'm thinking it could be midnight or later.
Okay.
So we've got some pretty good grand prizes, so I think people are going to want to stick around.
What would those might be?
Dynamite question, by the way, Matt.
We've got a flat screen TV.
Hey.
And we have some Disney park hopper passes, which I'm going to try and get my fiance to get because I want to go to Disney World.
Right. Disney World?
Yes, in Florida. So we've got that. And then we have Keith Jackson's got a game-worn signed jersey for us.
From which Oklahoma? From the NFL? Do you know?
NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Nice. So, and then we've also got a weekend stay at Mountain Harbor Resort.
Nice.
And also a night at the Capitol Hotel with brunch at Ashley's.
That's spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He likes. That's like going on vacation without leaving town.
I know.
It's a staycation.
It is a staycation. Very good. Now, let me ask you, do you have anything signed by Johnny Manziel at the auction?
You know, I'm really regretting that we don't.
Let me check my PayPal.
I don't think we could afford it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so how do we sign up?
You can call me at the office at 501-376-9474, and you can ask for me, Amy, or you can talk to the beautiful Taylor Tackett. She'll take registrations. You can also email me at aperry@midsouth.wish.org.
aperry@midsouth.wish.org.
And you can register at the door at 5 o'clock. At the Art Center.
I'm writing all this down.
Nice.
You can register there at 5. That's way easier for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Love the Art Center.
Yes, it'll be very beautiful.
That's nice. My wife and I had our first date there, actually.
Oh, that's so romantic. You'll have to come
How
do it again.
How fancy am I?
So fancy.
Then I took her to Waffle House.
You want to go look at these pictures?
They actually, you know what they had? They had Dale Chihuly's. He had a big, the blown glass guy. They had, he had a big deal in there.
Looked like the Bellagio vestibule.
Sure.
Vestibule. Whoa.
He's working in words that don't get used very commonly today.
I've got toggle, juxtapose, and vestibule so far today.
Juxtaposition is one of my favorite words.
I know. It's fun to say. It's fun to do.
It is.
All about some juxtaposition.
If you juxtapose yourself correctly, you can walk out with a flat screen TV, my friend.
That's right.
Exactly.
You play poker? Are you a poker guy, Matt Stowe?
Actually, remember that golf tournament we were talking about off air that I competed in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you say competed when you finish last, but I was a part of. I did win the poker tournament out there, yeah.
Well, the good thing about this is if you finish last, you still get a prize.
Hey, do I get a green participation ribbon?
Yes, like you said, the trophies, but you don't get a trophy, but you actually get like a gift card or something like that.
What if I play terrible this year and I come back next year? Is there a most improved poker player trophy? That's what something you really need to think about working in.
Justin, for you, we could do that.
Yeah, well, I won't be able to play. I'm going to be out of town this particular week, and maybe Matt could get it.
Is there like a Mr. Congeniality?
We can make that happen.
I'm trying to get some ancillary awards.
Nice. The anti-Phil Hellmuth.
That's right.
Who's a very cantankerous, that's another good word.
There we go. Who's keeping the minutes today?
He's a very grumpy poker player. So, yeah, you want to be the other end of the spectrum from him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can work in an award for you if you need me to.
That'd be great.
We could call it the Matt Stell Award.
The memorial. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, when you kick the bucket, it's on. So, like on the 103rd annual Make-A-Wish Poker Tournament, we're going to have the
Matt Stell Award is for losing with the most flair.
That's good.
We're all about it, and the best vocabulary.
That's right.
501-376-9474, and again, 5 o'clock show up. Get yourself registered in if you want to go that route, and it's 6 o'clock on Saturday until you either get bounced or you win, one of the two.
And you're a winner no matter what because you get a prize.
That's and you're right. Helping a great charity.
Yes, you're helping the kids in Arkansas.
Most of my friends, honestly.
Both of them?
Both of my friends can $75 and, you know, like a bottomless cup for a keg of beer, they're going to break even.
Yeah.
There anyway, so. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Nothing to lose.
What's next for Make-A-Wish? Do you have another event on the calendar that's going this year?
We've got Farm Fresh Wishes, which is in November.
What does that involve?
It's at the Governor's Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful dinner where you can buy a table and support a great cause. It's just got events throughout the night. We're going to have some Wish Kids present.
Okay.
Which... there's nothing more adorable than to see the people that you're helping. So we're really excited about that. And then a lot of people put on events for us, which is really exciting. So I'm working on a bunch of events with other people that are throwing it for Make-A-Wish. So got a softball tournament going on in Bryant.
I applaud you. Good work. Well, all right. If you want to call back in later for the finals, we appreciate the help.
Perfect.
On the
I'll
villain
do it.
Bracket, yes.
Yeah. 433 all the way.
Okay. 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. Alan in Little Rock says Hannibal Lecter is the gentleman's villain on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. He's politely scary. Yes, he is.
White collar villainry.
Yes. Justin and Conway, keep in mind that with Cam Newton, though, the info really started pouring in during the season, in which the NCAA stood to lose a ton for the national title game if Cam didn't play, whereas. Here, there are still all kinds of teams that make big money for the NCAA throughout the season. Johnny is rotten and elsewhere. Manziel did say something to the effect he was sick of College Station and couldn't wait to leave, so... good point. Alan in Little Rock. Who's your favorite Lex Luthor actor, Gene Hackman or Kevin Spacey? Gene Hackman all the way. Kevin Spacey's a second-rate Lex Luthor. Bear fan and Conway, been to a couple UCA practices. Conk has some beasts this year. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
And Brenton, Colorado, says, thank God Acree's back and the Hogs football is here. The second part more important than the first. For Kevin Sumlin, I'm sure he's saying, thank God the Johnny Manziel hoopla has died down, except for it hasn't. He is speaking to the media today, though, on this, the first day of practice for Texas A&M, and he's not talking about his offense or his defense or his special teams. He's talking about his quarterback, who, again, is in the headlines for all the wrong reasons.
All of the wrong reasons. You know... that's one of the fun things about college football is the subjectivity of all of it. And the NCAA does a great job of being very inconsistent and very subjective on everything.
That's what I say about my golf game, consistently inconsistent.
Inconsistent, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So this kind of circus stuff is, I don't know, it beats talking about other stuff.
Well, this is the only real legitimate serious thing that's been worthy of talking about on the national media. Even the Manning camp. It's not really that. At the end of the day, nobody got hurt. It's no big deal, really. Yeah.
I mean, he's, what, 19, 20 now?
20 years old. This is a big deal, though. This deal with the autograph signing potentially is a huge deal. Anyway, Kevin Sumlin addressing it today, I think. Oh, wait. You know what I got to do? I got to actually turn that knob up or it won't play. I see I'm a little out of practice. Good job, man. My fault.
One of the hardest things a coach has to deal with, and the support of that family, the support of his teammates, and you know, in a way, getting back together as a group and getting back in a routine, going out on the field today, somehow that you know, that might help, because these guys are share the same kind of emotion, same kind of feelings for a guy that that they cared very, very deeply about. And you know, I just also want to say I appreciate the number of people out there and the number of coaches that reached out to me who've been through similar situations. And you know, there's no manual for that, and I appreciate your help and your calls. Obviously, in the last 24 hours, some other news has come to light with Johnny, and that's a situation that for me as a coach, you know, that has happened in a 24-hour period. Our university is doing its due diligence to find out the facts. And as a coach, you know, you deal with a lot of different things during this time, during practice. And we're going to practice and go ahead as normal and be able to adjust as the facts are related to me. But as I said, you know, in the last 24 hours, we've become aware of that situation, and we will deal with it accordingly.
Interesting. Kevin Sumlin talking in length and saying nothing. But what do you expect? I mean, it's still early in the investigation, and maybe nothing will shake out. I, for one, would like to see, and I didn't feel this way about the Sugar Bowl. I wanted those guys out. I didn't want them to play, and I wanted Arkansas to win the game. And frankly, if they don't play, Arkansas wins the game, probably going away.
Yeah, we should have won.
Scoop and score! But anyway, in this case, I want Manziel to play, and I want Arkansas to beat them with him. I don't want to go see that game as much without Manziel. Because, again, the fact that he is the defending Heisman Trophy winner adds a little something extra. Cachet, if you will.
Yeah.
Not that it needs it. But.
Yeah, I just want to beat him.
Well, that's true.
I'm just going to be
I would rather
real.
Beat them without him than lose to them with him, admittedly. But,
yeah.
But again, if you lose to them without him, now you really feel bad.
Yeah, but, you know, this is the best possible year you could ever have to rebuild, because we have the heart. Like, we were talking about this off air. Even if we did have, you know, an 8-9 win talented team, we might only win 7 games this year,
because
our schedule is so hard. So, like, I don't have a problem. I guess that goes to your point on, well, why not just play Manziel then?
Let me ask you this, Matt Stell, amateur philosopher.
Come at me, bro.
If every starting quarterback in the SEC, in fact,
were to be on a plane,
if every quarterback, starting quarterback that is slated to start this year, and there are some talented ones,
correct,
that Arkansas was going to face this year, was suspended before the start of the season, what do you think Arkansas's record would be this year? Why don't you mull that in the break? When we come back, we're going to celebrate Stacey Lewis's second major victory of her young career. And if you want to weigh in on Tiger Woods or anything else golf related, we also have a winner at Elotion after a week-long grind out there. You want to talk about an unbelievably difficult